Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this episode is called Sarai is Barren and Gives Abram Her Maid to Have Children by Her. And Sarai's name is changed later to Sarah, and Abram's name is changed later to Abraham by God. This covers Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 16. But first I want to tell you this is also found on Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://bibleinsmallerchunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to create this blog and this podcast because God had it on my heart in that I love reading the Bible so much, and it's a wonderful way to start my day. It's a positive tone for it. But other people in this busy world might want to read the Bible but don't always have a lot of time to do so. So at first I really thought it was that he was having it just smaller amounts of each chapter of the Bible, and I was really worried because Revelations 22 verses 18 through 19 say not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible, and I can figure out how am I going to do this and not make changes. But after lots of prayerful contemplation, and prayer is a big part of everything I do, there are some of the resources he's given me and some of the things he's shown me accomplish this. A resource is BibleGateway.com. The King James Version of the Bible is the primary source. And BibleHub.com and other internet resources is necessary quite often to figure out common terms or things so I can try to put it within brackets so you can better understand it. But some other ways he has me reduce the amounts most of the time on the chapters of the book of the Bible are writing the numeral instead of spelling out the number. Of course, it doesn't affect you on the podcast because 220 is 220 when I say it, you know, and it doesn't relate to that, but it does on the blog. To use the ampersand sign, the and sign, and to use contractions. Also, at times he has me paraphrase things. Sometimes he has me combine, has it on my heart to combine similar words or by condensing or compressing similar words, sometimes by not putting in repetitive information. Now, the thing is I have to be prayerful about all of this. I have to pray and then wait and see if the repetitive information has additional meaning and that would necessarily need to be included. If it doesn't have additional meaning, it doesn't add to it, the repetition, then I won't include that. But that does throw off the verse numbering, so I don't do that. I don't say this is verse 18, verse 19, verse 20. I just give you the range like this is verse Genesis 16, verses 1 through 16. And so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information in chapter 16 would be within this. Information I'm sharing with you, the information that God had on my heart to include is in there. Also, another thing he showed me was that he had on my heart was to put the information. I first started with it in straight text, and which is fine for most of the time, but every now and then there's something more complicated. And at that particular time when I was concerned about it being easy for people to understand, he had the idea to put it in a table. And when I did, and I read over it, it seemed so much easier to grasp. It just amazed me that it could be so different. But I think it's the idea, and it's probably the idea God had for me to write it in smaller chunks, wasn't so much the reducing the amount of things from each chapter so much as putting it in smaller chunks so it's easier to read, easier to grasp. It makes it really quick to read, but it's more complicated things are so much easier to understand. I just, like I said, I was amazed. You also should know that Quite often in the Bible, the word he and the word him are used within the same passage, and it's hard to tell who's speaking and who's being spoken to. So I will most often, not always, but most often put who's speaking and who's being spoken to within the brackets. Then also I will sometimes put words like more current terminology for something within brackets, or I will add background information or information that could possibly add insight or meaning to some to the passage within brackets. Also from at times there will be a red star if you see it. Of course you can't see it on the podcast, but I will tell you if it's there. A red star indicates that of a future event. Sometimes I list it. Most often I don't. I just am noting that it's foretelling of a future event. And also any wording in red will be speaking, it'll be what Jesus has spoken, and I put that in red, but we're not there, we're in Genesis. Anyway, Genesis 16 verses 1 through 16, Sarai is barren and gives Abram her maid to have children by her. Sarai, Abram's wife, didn't have any children. After living in Canaan for 10 years, Abram, I have within brackets, did what Sarai suggested about having him, and I have within brackets, be intimate with her Egyptian handmaid Hagar so that she, Sarai, within brackets, this is Sarai, might receive children, and I have within brackets of his by Hagar, since the Lord hadn't given Sarai any children. Sarai, I have within brackets, regretted doing this when Hagar conceived, I have within brackets, a child, because she felt Hagar despised her. When Sarai shared this concern with Abram, he told Sarai that Hagar is her maid and to do to her as she pleased. When Sarai dealt harshly with Hagar, she fled to the wilderness on the way to Shur, where the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain. After Hagar told the angel why she was there, he told her to return and to submit herself under Sarai's hand. He told Hagar, the Lord will multiply her, and I have within brackets, descendants exceedingly, and there will be so many they can't be counted. The angel of the Lord told Hagar that she will name the child she is, within brackets I have carrying, Ishmael, because the Lord had heard her affliction. Her son will be a wild man, and his hand will be against every man, as theirs will be against his, and he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. She called the Lord, thou God seest me. Then the well that was called Beer Lahai Roy, which is between Kadesh and Bered. After Hagar bore Abram a son, when he was 86, they named him Ishmael. The next time I share a podcast, it will be over Genesis 17, verses 1 through 27. God renames Abram as Abraham. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.